God bless it. Morning. I think, do we have everybody? I don't know if we have. I can't see everybody on my little screen. Do we have anybody from Moreno Valley? No. Okay. Well, I know Robert said he's coming, because he and I wanted to talk up, and there he is. So, hopefully Noel will join us, soon, as well as Leslie. So I know Chris is going to be joining us a little bit late. So what I'd like to do, is, unless there's a reason to do kind of around Robin and intros, we need to do that this morning. Okay. I'd like to get the approval of the minutes from September 13th.
I move.
Thank you, Brady.
A second.
Thank you, Pat. Oh, Tony, thank you. Patrick, whoever said that, I'm not sure.
Tony.
Both lights came up at the same time on my.
Oh.
So, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you. I'm going to skip over the topics for discussion right now and go to the colleges and see where you are update wise with listservs. If there are any questions. I know for sure it was on RCCs. I went and spoke to the Academic Senate, and the Senate president said that they were going to have those conversations back at their Senates. Robert, we're going to follow up to, I think, the 11:14 Moreno Valley Senate
Correct.
meeting.
Yes.
So that'll be good. But I didn't know, Patrick or Brady, if you had any other updates, and then we can ask the others on the administrative side.
I know that ours went to Senate, but when I asked Dr. James to let me know what Monica needed or wanted, I did not hear back.
Okay.
It's on the agenda for Monday. For the Monday Senate meeting, and I think it was just going to be any final questions and vote to approve or not approve moderation. I think that was where we left it.
Okay. And that is only on the faculty list. You all are not
Right.
making a recommendation on the administrative lists. I guess the question, I guess Patrick and or Tony, because I don't know who the management person is from RCC right now. How is it moving to Claire? Do you want me to send it to Claire to have the PLT look? How do you know how the administrative side is going to be done?
I honestly, I don't know. Right now, I think Dr. Woods is out right now until the 28th, if I remember correctly. And I am not sure. I don't think that Dr. DeMemo is back yet.
Okay.
Yeah. I
I
think
don't know.
it could go to I think it could go to Claire because she was there when we discussed it in the Senate.
Claire brought it up yesterday in my one-on-one with her, and she was saying that that she's been thinking about it. She has a couple questions. And I believe she said that she was going to follow up with you, Rebecca, to get that clarity.
Okay. I'll shoot her an email then on the administrative side, and then Brady,
Yes.
you had asked Tanisha, and Tanisha was going to talk with Monica.
Yeah, because we had a meeting with her about the marketing committee and if we're staying alive and all that.
Okay.
And that's all good news that Caitlin can speak about when we give updates. But Tanisha was like, "Oh, I'm gonna have a meeting with her later and I'll let you know." But then I didn't hear back and I didn't want to be like, "Hey, I didn't hear from you." Because to me, I feel like I don't really have control over the process because when you sent the email, it was, Monica was on it too. And it's like, well,
Was she?
yeah. So I'm
Oh,
like,
cool.
surely the
Okay.
president's going to handle this.
Okay, cool. I like it when I include more people than less. That's great. Okay.
I didn't want to harass, like
No, please let me do that. I have more minutes in my day for harassing people. So,
Okay, perfect.
No, that's what I'm here for. Okay, cool. So I'll do a follow up either with Tanisha and or Monica, maybe both, on the
Tanisha was
list.
just going to be my go between. So,
Okay.
yeah.
Okay. And then I'll send it to Claire. And then Robert, what do you want to do, or how do you want to do that with MBC with Dr. Carter?
Yeah, so I wasn't sure at this point. I mean, I know Noelle is involved, and we've had these
I was at
communications
email
going
with
back and
Medj.
forth, and that's where I was getting a little confused with all this, because like I shared with you, I shared it at our department meeting, and we have a Senate rep, which I was under the impression this was going to get presented, and apparently it didn't. So, now we're moving to the 14th. So I'm not really sure at this point who the go-to would be for this, because normally this would maybe be a Mark question, Mark Figueroa, that I could maybe team up with. But at this point, any guidance on your part would be appreciated, because I'm not sure who to, after Senate, like who this would go to.
So I have my one-on-one with Farida next week. So I'll just
Okay.
add it to my list of how do you want to, how does she want to move the administrative pieces? And it'll probably be an email similar to the one that I'll send to Claire of here's all of the list. Faculty are taking it through to the Senate on the 14th. And then that way she'll have familiarity with it. When she sees it or hears about it in Senate too.
Perfect. And just to make sure I'm understanding too, that I'm wrapping around, this information around my head correctly. So part of what we're going to be voting on once we determine if yes or no it's moderated and it's agreed upon is to decide who will actually be, right, appointed to,
Yeah, I
right? Is
mean,
that part of the process?
you're going to decide if you want all of those. I mean, it's possible
Mm-hmm.
you don't want any of them. You could go, I don't want any of these lists. No answers, all
Sure.
the questions.
Sure.
And so anything in between, all or nothing. And then the determination of whether it's moderated or not. If it's moderated, and I think this is the question that RCC is grappling with right now, is if it's moderated, who moderates it? And I don't think a lot of people are excited about being the moderator. So then it goes back to maybe we just don't moderate it. But again, this is just the faculty list. And I do want to point out that they will be able to opt out.
Okay,
And I
perfect.
say
Thank
that
you for
because one of the
clarifying.
reasons this started was a list at RCC, and I think it was about a, it was somebody sent a question out about AI,
I remember that. Yes.
and people were like, take me off this list. And Sherry's like, I don't know what to do. And I'm like, oh, turn it off. So that's what we did.
Perfect.
Because that's the easiest solution, right? Just turn the light switch off.
Right.
So yeah, anything in between, and that's going to be the same on the administrative side. So I'll I'm meeting with I'll follow up with Claire electronically. She and I just met. And I will mention it with Frida and have an email follow up with Monica. Because once the Senates take action, in theory, and this would be a question for the group, once there's determination at all of the college levels, if we get that this academic semester, there would be no reason to start this then in the spring, right? Or do we need to have another consensus of this group? Like, if this group is okay, presidents make determinations, senates make their determinations, we've already agreed to the guideline structures.
Yeah, I say it's done.
So, from this group's perspective, I'm going to now take this for the lists are going to go to DSPC. Actually, they already have. You all are making the determination at the local level. So we will, if we have all the answers from the three senates and colleges for the administrative things, we'll operationalize this in the spring.
Yeah.
Okay,
And
cool.
I have a question about that. We just had a big email chain go through the faculty list at RCC because of the events the other day. I was curious, is this already working? It looked like a different kind of message, like the format looked different. So I wondered if we're already on this dynamic list. Is that right?
The no that you shouldn't have seen because we're not.
I had the same question.
Tell me again what you saw.
Well, it's just the format of the message looked different to me with an unsubscribe and different things that I haven't seen before on an email message. So I
Okay,
wondered
so
if we're
we
already
all have
using it.
We're on that back end, but those lists haven't been operationalized.
Okay.
That's what, yes, that back end is when they change the server. I don't know however many months. Yes, that operational shift has happened, but this is who's in the list and what the lists do. Those are not on.
I see, because they're already in our case, it's already unmoderated faculty all, right? I think that's what
Yes.
I saw. Yeah.
And that's, I think, how Joe and the Senate sends out messages, because when Mark sent them out, they would go out to Rivol. So Rivol doesn't see when Senate meeting and agendas and stuff like that are happening anymore. Could have right or wrong. It just is a different list. So yes, that piece is different. What else? Anything else on listservs? Are there any other updates from the colleges generally?
Just that, Caitlin, if you want to speak about it, yesterday we were approved our new charter and we're moving under the Resources Council.
Okay.
So, Caitlin, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. No, I think you covered it. They were really open to the changes in our charter and then to moving. So it was a pretty smooth transition.
Can you give us like a high level of like what that means? Like what happened? What changed?
Brady can maybe tell you the history a little bit more, but last year we tried to renew our charter and there was some
Glitches.
yeah, there were some glitches.
Basically, what it came down to when we dissected the charter, we realized that so much of it was Ruth's job description embedded in it. And so we needed to remove all of that language and actually talk about what we actually do and the fact that we report out to DMCC and stuff. So it's kind of like stripped down and more realistic than what was there. And then going to the Resources Council just makes sense. And so we'll be under Mike Collins, who is in charge of marketing anyway. So it just all makes sense.
Okay, cool. Streams like things at the campus.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Anything else from the colleges?
I would just say that at RCC, we had our marketing meeting, and we discussed doing an assessment of the athletic brand, and we're going to discuss a plan to fix some of the legal issues that might exist with some of the branding logos.
Cool. Okay.
So
When
we have a plan over the next few months to kind of gather information, make a proposal, and then we'll include all the important people that need to be a part of the plan to fix it.
you think that'll happen this academic year?
I hope so. By the end of spring.
Yeah. Cool. Excellent. Anything else? Okay. I'm going to go back up to topics because if we can get done early, we'll get done early. New social media request form is attached. I don't know if folks had a chance to look at it. I guess if there are questions, concerns, things that we should include, address, it's too much. It's only about 10 questions. We'd like to generally keep this moving forward. I guess this is more information in case there's concerns. So I'll pause there.
I looked at it earlier this morning. I didn't see any issues with it.
It's not overly cumbersome, I don't think.
No, I have all the most important information. I'm jumping up a little bit, but a couple of the forms, like the community member form and the publicity form, you had a spot for a video file. I would put the format as a .MP4 file format, because if you don't, then you'll get all kinds of different, you have a size limit, but there's no requirement. Yeah, requirement. I'm trying to
Mark,
find that word.
Are those changes you can make? Perfect.
On the form itself?
Yeah.
Yes. Or just give Tony whatever videos submitted and he'll fix it.
Sure. Right? Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Case. Yeah.
What's this roll of duct tape on my desk? Make it a video. Okay. So
content is good.
Yeah. Okay. So we can add that. Thank you. Anything else? Okay.
Kind of a silly question, but yeah. I was curious. The first question that's on the on the request for social media post. What exactly is Campus Beauty Highlight? Is that like showcasing something at the campus in terms of like that's just visually? What does that even mean? I'm just curious.
That's the way I would say it. I don't know if there's
okay.
Somebody's got a better definition, but
like so, if there's a mural or something like a new building or just okay, gotcha. Thank you.
Yeah, there's not statues. Well, I guess they're not humans, but artwork shows up in different okay. places.
That makes sense. Perfect. Thank you.
It could even be like a faculty member or a staff member. It's kind of like a catch-all for like something that's on campus that maybe you want to highlight and doesn't really fall into the other categories. We wanted to give the colleges an opportunity to highlight the things that they felt like was important, not just what we feel like is important.
Awesome. Thank you.
Anytime.
So we'll keep this moving. We're going to move this down to the form section. Again, anytime you need a form, there's a toolkit. That's one of the things we want folks to know about. I think all three colleges have kind of simplified one pagers of where and how to find things. But if there are questions that come up, we can always go back to the form and make adjustments. So we just kind of keep them there. So we will move that down. The other one, are there any other questions on it, on the social media request form?
I do have a question. Where are the forms going to live so the people can connect to it?
So let me just make sure that it's going to work correctly before I say it out loud. If you Google RCCD toolkit, it will take you there.
And is it open to like faculty or certain people or
behind anyone? No firewall.
Okay.
So that's where forms will live, logos, there's templates. Chris is working on a new template that in a few minutes, I'll have him give you an update. Because we will be going forward to cabinet and board with the quarterly update. So we can just kind of share a little bit about what he's working on. But we're hoping to have a new slide template that people can use. I know the colleges all have their own, but these are, yes, it's all open. Okay, the other item that was on there is the publicity request form. Super simple. You barely have to scroll. So I don't know if there are any questions, comments in that space.
Maybe I can just make one comment.
Go ahead, Chris.
Clarification on why we. So we decided our previous publicity request form was too complicated and not clear. So after testing it for a year, we decided to change this. And that's one reason we have now the social media post request. Separate from the publicity request. The publicity request is more focused on articles or messaging that we want to go out through media releases or through our newsletters and the websites. And so this form has now been simplified so that it's much easier to put in what you're requesting and keep those two things separate.
Any questions, comments?
Just a sidebar real quick, that is in regards to, like, if we request photo or video, it'd be nice to have, because I know when I was at Norco, I really struggled to find the photo release form. So if we can get that on the site, maybe it's there and I just don't know where to find it, where it can be more clear. I think it would be helpful for the colleges so that we can provide them as we're going.
If it's on the toolkit homepage on the left. So if Norco just needs to move it to Norco's site.
Okay, that sounds good. It must have just got added then because it wasn't there.
Maybe it's a different photo release form, because I can tell you Denise did not add anything recently.
I don't see a photo release form. I see design request.
You're right. I thought it was under disclaimers.
I provided it to Denise, but if she can get the directive to put it on there so that it'll be easier for the colleges, I know that the colleges would appreciate it.
Yeah, just tell her to.
That's the reason that we had that on this agenda as well, to review that. More just to show that it's here and then to put it on the website so that everybody can find it. Because we did listen to the feedback that we got last time, and we heard that some colleges were using different photo release forms. So the intent is that this photo release form that we have now has been vetted by legal. It is approved. The language is correct, and we want to use it across the whole district.
So where will we be able to find it now then when it gets added to the website?
It'll be on that page.
Sounds good.
Okay, then we're going to take action on this one. I don't think I realized that it wasn't up. I'm sorry. Let me back up. I don't think we need to take action on the social media request form, do we?
No, well, none of these forms, they're more for information, but we also wanted to give an opportunity if there was feedback to get some feedback.
So has Keith seen this?
The photo release form, yes.
Okay, so basically we're just moving this through now.
Yep.
That's what I thought. Okay. I backed up. That's okay. Questions, comments, concerns beyond what we've already talked about. So after this meeting, it can get posted. Is that what I'm hearing, Chris?
Yes.
Cool.
That's the social media one?
We're gonna post all of them.
All three of these.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And the photo release form as well, then, right?
Yes.
Okay. Because both RCC and Moreno Valley, we need to change those links then.
Yes.
Do RCCD photo release, RCC and Moreno Valley come up. Oh, so does Norco. But these are all using really old forms.
I thought we had already approved this. So yes, let's go ahead and get that done. Questions, comments, concerns?
No, just let us know when it's out so that we can update the... RCC can update the website.
Yeah.
So we can update the website.
Okay. Chris, is there any reason why Jessica can't just coordinate with Denise?
She can, or Mark can, either one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mark, please follow up with Denise, because I've tried to get her to do it and she hasn't. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Okay. Anything else?
Noelle brought up an interesting thing, and we don't have anything prepared yet to respond to this, but I guess at each of the colleges, they've been using some sort of notification, either a flyer or a little sign that will go up in front of events, and this is related to the photo release form, that basically states that that photography and videography are happening at this event. That may be used on social media or in publications at the colleges. And so if you don't want to participate, since this is a public space, or you don't want to be the photo, it's up to you basically to get out of the way or to not be in that circumstance. Either not attend the event or do something else. I know that there have been different iterations of this. What we're going to try to do at this point is, just like we did on the photo release form, run it through legal, make sure that we're good with one statement, one notification type of flyer and sign that we can use across the board. So we'll show that at the next meeting.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. Unless there is a strong desire, we will not meet again this semester. We've got plenty of things to talk about, but unless there is a need for us to meet, we'll plan to meet in late February, early March, and we'll have some more things. Hopefully the listservs will be operational by the time you all come back after the first of the year, with the exception of Robert. I guess you put your time in, it's fine. It's like parole, right?
It's why we invented parole in this country.
So unless there's anything else for the good of the group, I'm going to give you people 30 minutes of your lives back.
Woo!
Okay. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Robert, tell us if we're going to stay on this call. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Rebecca, can you